Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There's no more frustrating feeling than being unable to remember something that is on the tip of your tongue. Michelle Miller, department chair and professor of psychology at Northern Arizona University, explains exactly what's going on when our memory fails us.
In my research on memory, I've rarely run into anyone who claimed to have a good memory. Many people are interested in improving their memory, but they have limited understanding of how to do that, or they just believe it's hopeless. Memory isn't there just to absorb mountains of information, but to selectively encode only those things that will help us survive in our environment. Your bank account number or a new equation you're trying to learn in math class isn't going to jump out as being the kind of important information that we ought to retain. It just doesn't have an emotional kick. One kind of memory that seems to give almost everyone difficulties is prospective memory. This is memory for things we need to do in the future, like remembering to pick up a gallon of milk on the way home. People tend to forget these kinds of intentions very rapidly and fail to retrieve them at the right time. And the reasons have to do with how we rely on cues for memory. You can try to improve this side of memory through really focusing on those cues, such as when you sit down in your car, think of milk. But in many situations, this can still be dicey, so the safest thing to do is rely on aids like checklists or cell phone alerts. Proper names are another common memory issue. We forget a specific name and enter into the state we call tip of the tongue. Most scientists agree that the issue here isn't with losing the knowledge of the person per se, but a temporary inability to access the sounds associated with that knowledge. So rather than ruminating on meaningful information about the person, which many people tend to do, try running through each letter of the alphabet to trigger the sounds, which may cause the name to pop up in memory. And if all else fails, remember that this is a problem that becomes common with age and is more annoying than being any sign of a serious condition.
That was Michelle Miller of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
And everywhere I go, there's always something